From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his government is in nuclear talks with six nations and not with U.S. lawmakers. In a speech in the city of Rasht, Mr. Rouhani said he will not sign any agreement unless all sanctions are simultaneously lifted. U.S. President Barack Obama says there has been progress in the fight against Ebola in West Africa, but warns the international community must remain vigilant.
We can't be complacent. This virus is unpredictable. We have to be vigilant, and the international community has to remain fully engaged in a partnership with these three countries until there are no cases of Ebola in these countries.
The U.S. president Wednesday gathered with three West African leaders to talk about recovery efforts in the region. Witnesses say Islamic State fighters have captured territory outside the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. In an offensive that began at dawn, the militants seized Abu Ghanim, located a few kilometers east of Ramadi. The al-Qaeda branch in Yemen says a U.S. drone strike has killed the group's top cleric, Ibrahim al-Rubaish. A Saudi national joined al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula after being released from a U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, in 2006. Cuba is praising U.S. President Barack Obama's decision to remove the Caribbean island nation from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Josefina Vidal, Havana's chief diplomat for U.S. affairs, issued the statement welcoming Mr. Obama's decision. The president informed Congress of his decision earlier in the day after a State Department review. This is VOA News. A 61-year-old mailman from Ruskin, Florida, is under arrest for illegally landing a small one-man helicopter on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol in Washington. Capitol Police have not identified the suspect, but the Tampa Bay Times newspaper says he is Doug Hughes. The paper says Hughes wanted to carry out an act of civil disobedience to bring attention to campaign finance reform and what he says is government corruption. Ben Montgomery is with the Times.
And so he packed up 535 letters, one for every member of Congress, strapped them to the outside of his little gyrocopter, and flew an hour to the Capitol to get that attention.
The Tampa newspaper reports Hughes said he wanted to deliver letters to all of the members of Congress. The European Union is accusing Google of abusing its dominant position in Internet searches and violating EU antitrust laws. EU Competition Commissioner Margarita Vestager says Google has systematically favored its own comparison shopping product in its general search results pages, stifling competition.
What we would like to see is that consumers are certain to see the best comparison shopping results. And they should not just be shown the Google shopping results if they are not the most relevant response to the query.
The company says Internet users have numerous ways to search for information. International rights agencies say 2015 is shaping up to be the deadliest year for migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea. Lisa Schlein reports.
The month of April is only half over, and yet it has been extraordinary in terms of the number of people rescued at sea. Official figures indicate the Italian Coast Guard has picked up more than 7,000 migrants between April 10th and 13th. Joel Millman, a spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, says so far about 8,000 people have been rescued in April. These numbers, he says, indicate the 2015 migrant smuggling season isn't full swing. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The European Central Bank chief said Wednesday there is clear evidence its stimulus program is boosting the economic fortunes of the 19-nation euro currency bloc. Bank President Mario Draghi said the eurozone's economy has gained further momentum since the end of last year and expects the recovery to broaden and strengthen substantially. China's economy grew at its slowest pace in 6 years last quarter, according to data released Wednesday, raising concern over the condition of the world's second-largest economy. Growth declined to 7% in the first quarter of 2015, down from 7.3% in the previous quarter. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.